Fine, it's been a hectic, what, 4 or 5 weeks in Bundoran, but I'm sure there's nobody complaining as you prepare for a crack at a place in an Ultra final.
No, it's been hectic. Like Tom, there's no complaints. Everyone's in good form, good buzz in the town. People talking about it the whole time. So, look, if you're playing football in mid-November, you're obviously doing something right, and you're in the right competitions at the right stages. So. Yeah. But nobody can complain this year anyway.
Yeah, and obviously you've qualified for an Ulster semi-final, so things have gone very well for you so far this season.
Yeah, they have. Yeah, they've gone well. Now, our big push at the beginning of the year was an intermediate, and we got that. So we had to take stock of everything after that, and sort of look at the Ulster as it comes along, and take it one game at a time, and look at semi-finals next stop. So.
Yeah,
get the heads right for that and take it from there then.
And I suppose you got over the hurdle of Clannear and of Armagh in the first round, tight game, and I suppose difficult, I suppose, as well, a quick turnaround for that one.
It was difficult, Tom, yeah, without a doubt. Like the intermediate final the week before, and celebrations for a couple of days after it, and you have to allow them to celebrate. Like, it's a lot of them players never weren't in that situation before, weren't there in 2010, so with the quick turnaround it was always going to be a banana skin, and it was just a matter of getting over it, and luckily enough we got over it, and we didn't play to our potential, but so we got a win, and happy enough to be in the situation now that we can play better and hopefully step up to the mark on Sunday.
Yeah, and I suppose the reality is a good tough game once you come through it is always better than maybe having it too easy.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Look at the county final, turned out too easy in the end up, you know. And going into the Clannairn game, yet again, that banana skin, how do we prepare ourselves, or, you know, like, what way do we go about it? We got a tough game. It proved in the end that we're up for a fight as well, like, you know, so there's sort of two sides of our game, showing that's last week, like, or 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, and I know you have picked up a couple of injuries. I suppose the most notable is your star forward Jamie Brennan. But how are you on the injury front for tomorrow's game?
We're okay. You know what I mean. Jamie has a month rest under his belt now, and a month's rehab. So Jamie, I'm confident Jamie's going to be playing a part of the game, whether start or coming on. He'd definitely be involved at some stage.
Yeah. So you're in a good position team-wise, so squad-wise, everybody...
Yeah, without a doubt, everybody's looking to get a game, and we played Thurman last week and give a few fringe players a game, and a few of them showed up well now and under the conditions as well, so... Look, we're all seem to be pulling the one direction, and yeah, we're all in a good place.
And going on reports on that Thurman League game, some of those fringe players put up their hands as well.
Oh, without a doubt. Like, Fergie McKiernan notched up 7 points, 2 frees and 5 from play. So he showed up, and Gavin Crowan showed up, and, you know, they all put in a wee shift for us, so they did. And happy to give me headaches, as the man says.
Yeah, it's a good position to be in, and it shows some strength and depth.
Without a doubt, yeah. I'm carrying a panel of 30. I've sort of two long-term injuries that I didn't stop from the panel. I just kept them on, and they're part of my panel, and that's just it. So sort of 28 players looking for football. So look, it's a headache for me at times. Like, but at the end of the day, if it's too easy, they're not fighting enough.
And St. Joseph's of Glenavy, have you got much information on them?
Okay, got enough. You know, I think I'll have enough, Tom. You know, at the end of the day, it's my boys I'm worried about more so than theirs. Obviously, I've looked at the DVD of their quarter-final win over Irvinstown. I've talked to a few people about St. Joseph's. So, look, I'll have enough information on their few players that caused problems for Irvinstown.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I'll also be concentrating on getting the best out of me, 15 starters and 3-5 subs, whatever it may take.
It's a long old trek, and I know you're going up this afternoon, you're overnighting in Dundalk, but it's a big day in Newry tomorrow, a big senior game on after it as well, so there'll be a big crowd there tomorrow.
Yeah, look, it's a long trek, definitely, now to Newry. As a manager, it's not an ideal spot to be heading for, like, but look at... that's the situation we're in. We have to go about it the right way. And look, we're going up the night before to get the boys plenty of rest and not travelling at 7 o'clock in the morning, the bus journey, and trying to eat at the right times, stopping different places. So look, we've itinerary done up there, and I think we're in a good enough spot now once we get up there tonight.
Yeah, and it's a matter about keeping that dream going now and making an Ulster final at least.
Well, that's our ambition now. Definitely, we're not going up to make numbers up on Sunday. We're going up to actually win the game, and I have great confidence in the lads, and I think themselves, they know the situation they're in, and they know they're very capable of winning this semi-final. So, a set up an Ulster final would be massive.